You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it's that time of the morning and that time of the week where we welcome back to studio 89.1 WEMU's co-host of Cinema Chat. It's Russ Collins. He's the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. And welcome back once again. And you bring good tidings about Detroit movies, or
That's
a movie
right.
about Detroit anyway.
Yes, but I'm going to start off with a secret.
You have a secret?
Yeah.
I'm telling.
The State Theater is closing for 8 to 12 months in September. We're going to remodel it, improve it. It should be spectacular. We'll talk more about that in the weeks to come when it actually does close.
Now, this shouldn't really come as a surprise because this is a project that has been under discussion and in plans for quite some time now.
That's right. But it's actually going to
happen.
And when we close the State Theater, we're going to open a new theater in the Michigan Theater, and the theater's going to be called the Annex Cinema. It'll seat about 60 people, and it should be.
Well, that'll make for a nice intimate experience.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So lots of news on the movie front there.
Tell you more about that in the weeks to come here as
looking forward to it.
Build up to that closure. So, yes, Catherine Bigelow, who's the only woman to win a Best Director Oscar in the entire history of the Oscars, 100-year history. She's the only woman.
And well, let's hope that changes.
She's absolutely. The Traverse City Film Festival celebrated that fact that she was the only woman. And so they had basically only female directors at the Traverse City Film Festival. Not exclusively.
And she won for The Hurt Locker, right?
Yeah. Well,
that was it. Yeah.
Yep. So she's putting a movie together that's set in with the Detroit uprising as the background.
From the 1967 riots.
1967, yep. And uprising. In Detroit, it's an uprising. It's a revolutionary act. It's kind of interesting that they refer to it as riots because that's not how it's referred to in Detroit. It's got a cast that stars John Boyega, who was in a film that we had for Cinetopia called Imperial Dreams, which is just great. He's a British actor, but in this case, in Imperial Dreams, he played an African-American gentleman. However, he's probably best known for the latest Star Wars film, where he was the featured player in that. They've also added other young actors, Will Poulter, Ben O'Toole, and Jack Raynor to the cast. And Colin Wilson is also in the cast as one of the he's one of the producers, and it's going to have a really interesting script written by a well-known scriptwriter. So we'll see how it goes. They haven't started shooting it. They want to put it out next year.
And it couldn't be more timely as we once again take a deep and hard look at systemic racism in our communities and in Detroit. That's exactly what you're going to explore in this movie.
Absolutely. Now, this is a crime drama that takes place with the uprising being in the background.
Right.
So anyway, should be very, very interesting. Catherine Bigelow is obviously a very compelling and talented director,
right.
So we'll look to find out more about that. The Suicide Squad movie that's opening up this week, one of the fans of that movie apparently put up a mock protest site because it's gotten such bad reviews, and it suggested that Rotten Tomatoes, one of the aggregators of that, get taken down because he's so mad about it. And the movie Batman versus Superman was also very poorly reviewed. So they're thinking that they have a bias against DC Comics. I don't think that's true, only because it's an aggregation of reviews.
Right.
They don't write reviews themselves. But anyway, Suicide Squad has gotten not very good reviews.
And it's all about ultra villains, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah. It's a cross between Guardians of the Galaxy and Deadpool, which is a kind of interesting way to look at. And then the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, which was in the news last year when they were giving out the Oscars because of the Oscars so white protest.
Right.
Well, Cheryl Boone Isaac, who is an African American, was reelected as the president, and she had to deal with a lot of that controversy. They made some changes in the way that they enroll new people into the Academy to vote for the Academy Awards. We'll see what difference that makes. But this is her fourth term as president, and their 24th term as someone representing the leadership of the movie industry. So, congratulations. congratulations to Cheryl Boone Isaac.
The Academy will most certainly be under scrutiny again as award season rolls around.
For years to come. Now, opening this week is a film that I'm very excited about. It was here for Cinetopia. It was the audience winner for Best Picture, Best Narrative, Best Fiction-Based Film. And it's called Hunt for the Wilder People, and it's set in New Zealand. And it's about this very open and warm woman who decides that she's going to take this very troubled teenager in as a foster child. She has a kind of wilderness survivalist type husband, doesn't communicate very much, and you know, appears to be a nice guy, but is really just kind of into his own thing. And then this urban kid, overweight urban kid, who is really very self-obsessed, is a foster kid. His parents disappeared. Very
right,
troubled.
He's been living in survival mode.
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid. He's in trouble. He's, you know, it's not like he's a terrorist or anything. He's just a troubled kid. And about the first thing that happened in the movie is this very warm, sweet woman dies, and it leaves this foster kid that's now been placed out in the boonies,
right,
with his urban Tupac Shakur infused ethos that he has, with this curmudgeonly guy that likes to go out and hunt all the time.
And they have to find their way together.
Well, various things happen, and they both are afraid they're going to end up in jail, so they run away. and they're on the lam for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's just a lot of fun. Charmingly offbeat, Hunt for the Wilder People unites a solid cast, a talented filmmaker, and a poignant, funny, deeply affecting message. 99% positive reviews. Kenneth Turin from the Los Angeles Times said, "Every once in a while, a small, unheralded film comes along so smart and funny. Such a pleasure to experience. You can't believe your luck. Hunt for the Wilder People is such a
film." And he can be modest with praise, so that's something else.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, it's got a great cast. It's put together by the guys that do Flight of the Conchords.
Right.
It's a little odd, but very smart. And it'll take you on a fun, interesting tour that you're going to be glad that you went on. Zero Days is a documentary film about cyber worms that can get into computers that can completely screw up our world. These worms were created initially to infect the systems in Iran that were being used to build or prepare for nuclear weapons,
right.
Or at least nuclear energy. And they were very, very effective. But these same worms can be unleashed into the regular world of business or anything else, and they just really mess up the ability of computers to talk to each other, to work in and of themselves.
And with our growing dependence on technology, could really knock the whole system out.
Yeah, like knock all your iPhones out, knock power grids out.
Right.
And so this is a documentary by Alex Gibney about this. And Our classic film for the week is the Marx Brothers' Horse Feathers, so go see that on Sunday and Tuesday. Continuing downtown is Woody Allen's film Cafe Society, Captain Fantastic, another wonderful Cinetopia film that people really like, and Ab Fab the Movie continues at the Multiplex,
Suicide Squad,
which we talked about at the top.
Ultra-villains, super-villains.
That's right. The critical consensus is Suicide Squad boasts a talented cast and little more humor than the previous efforts, but there isn't enough to save this disappointing result from a muddled plot, thinly written characters, and choppy direction. So anyway, it just didn't seem to work for many critics. And
then
under
the category of, what happened to your career?
Yes, Kevin Spacey and Jennifer Garner star in a movie called Nine Lives, where Kevin Spacey is this hard-charging business executive, think of Trump, and he's turned into a cat. It doesn't seem...
Yep. Not going.
Seems like a really early Disney film.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.